Hello, the Smart Minister, Prophetess, the Finished Work of Christ, episode 43. And we're going to our fundamental scripture, the scripture we have been using for this episode, for this podcast. So he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain." And I always stop here and say what? That you have not believed in vain. And I refuse to believe in vain. And that is why you are listening to this podcast. And that's why you keep listening. Okay, and it continues, "Why delivered unto you, delivered that which I also received first of all, so this is the priority of the gospel, first of all, how that Christ died. So this is what we have been looking at, how that Christ died. And in looking at the death of Christ, we realize that he needed to be in union with the adversary. How? Through spiritual death. He came to tackle your spiritual death. So we looked at spiritual death and we say death, life. These two words are keys that open the word, the finished work of Christ. If you want to understand them, then these two words are critical. And that's why we've been looking at spiritual death. And looking at spiritual death, we've finished looking at that. And now we move to spiritual life. And I'm explaining what spiritual life means. I said spiritual life is what? Zoe. Because God is a spirit, he looks at everything from a spiritual perspective. So when he says life, he's looking at spiritual life. And I said in John 5:24, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me," what has happened to him? He has everlasting life, or he has spiritual life, or he has the God kind of life, or he has eternal life, or he has Zoe. So this, I'm explaining Zoe in such a way that no matter who you are, you can understand Zoe. You can understand this life that Christ came to give to us, because this is key to the finished work of Christ. Okay. And so let me tackle Zoe from another point. I've realized that when you explain such things, people get it the more. So if you even didn't get all that I said to you, then now listen to this. When we talk about life, life comes in various forms. So when I talk about the life of a mosquito or the life of a fly, I'm sure you understand that. So you see a fly, you see how it flies, or mosquito when it flies. Mosquito steps on you, and you kill it. Bam! When you give it that swab, when you kill it, what happens? You've killed the mosquito. The life you've killed the life. You've taken the life. Will there be anybody who come to your house and say, "Hey woman," or "Hey man, freeze, hands up. You've killed a mosquito, we're coming for you"? No. Is it not the life that you've taken? But who cares? Because it's just mosquito life. So mosquito has life, but that life is of a certain value. Are you getting it? Okay. In the same way, you can, let's say you're driving and you knock a dog or a cat or a goat, that's somebody's pet or somebody's animal. So then you'll be in trouble, because it is life. And that person, the owner, will come chasing after you because you've touched the life of his pet. Okay? So that is another life. But mosquito, nobody came from you. Fly, nobody came from you. Cockroach, nobody came from. But a dog or a cat, somebody will come because he's the owner of that life. Okay, now if a car knocks down a human being, that person, and the person dies, that person has taken a life. But it won't be like mosquito life, fly life, cockroach life, or a dog's life, or a cat's life. This is human life. And when you take a human life, it is no longer a man who will walk into your house and demand. No. It will be the government of that nation that will come for you. It is the government of that nation that will come for you and say, hey, you have taken a human life. So it is all life. Mosquito life is life. Dog life is life. But human life is of a certain value. Is of a certain value. So we are talking about life here. But the point I'm making is that God says, or Jesus was saying, I have come that you will receive the God kind of life. We have a fly life or mosquito life. We have cat life or dog life. We have human life. But there is a higher life. And that higher life is what we call Zoe, the God kind of life. Oh, you're so blessed because you have what? The God kind of life. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, when you confess Him as your Lord, you receive what? The God kind of life. Zoe, eternal life, everlasting life, spiritual life. You're so blessed. Bye.